So welcome to session three. Before we jump in, were there any comments, questions, snide remarks about session two?
No, I think we were both able to do both rhythmic and harmonic. We were able to do our homework.
Hillary, is it?
So Melanie and Mitch have the luxury of jamming with each other. That's so cool. I mean, it's really great. You know, I would have loved to take a clinic with my jazz playing wife at that time.
Yeah, it's always nice to have a bass player around.
It's so nice to have a bass around. I'm glad.
And you guys were able to do the rhythmic thing. Anyone else?
We don't have to. I mean,
I worked on it some. I did a few things. One, I went to musictheory.net and did some basic lessons and learned a few things that I don't know. I looked at the homework that you gave us and tried to work some of it out on the piano and write the notes and then figure out why is this the 2-chord, the 5-chord, the 1-chord.
Well done.
What's the relation? How many of the notes of that chord am I finding in this harmonization that you've done? Which it wasn't always just all of them. Usually it was a couple of them, and then
sure.
So I went through to, you know, like 3 or 4 of those.
And that's typical.
Ones and try to, you know, I mean, it's helpful for me to plunk it out, but I know that I don't. David looked at the first one immediately and went, well, that's ba da 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 da, ba da da da, or whatever,
right.
You know. I can't tell rhythms from looking at the page.
What instrument does he play besides voice?
He plays guitar, accordion.
Like, so can
flute,
you get him to play, like, instead of you having to slave over the melodies, can you get him to simply play some of them for you, just so you can hear?
Sometimes, yeah.
Like in time? Because I don't play piano.
Yeah, I mean, he's...
Going through some of those Siri books that are written for piano, it's a real drag. You have to play it like 4 years. It takes you 4 years to play one lick, and then you don't even know what they're trying to get at. So I'm not...
Right.
I know where you're coming
from. He was required to take piano in music school, but he was never, like, great at it. But, you know, he knows his way around a little bit.
All right,
but he'd
so
rather
that's cool.
accompany on guitar or something.
And it's cool that you have him to pick his brain, too.
Yeah.
About stuff.
I use him for many reasons. And then I was going to sing it yesterday, but I think they had just finished doing it when I walked in or something.
Oh, you went there, but they were shutting down by the time you just came late?
No, it was just set and dull, but they had already done it, I think.
Oh, I see.
But and I thought I would do it with you. I didn't know whether Doug was
going to do it. Oh, I see. So you did sing yesterday, but it wasn't set and dull.
Yeah, no, I sang... Hit the Road to Dreamland, and It Had to Be You.
Nice. Changing, just digressing for a second, did anyone else go last night? I just wanted to know how it went.
I wasn't there, but was Neil filling in? Neil Mass?
It was Doug Robinson on guitar.
Dave Streeter played most of the night. He was pretty good, too. Doug had a tendency to, like, get the same people up there and then just, like, leave them up there.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, good. Anyone else this side of the room?
On Thursday, Rich Anderson's band was his bass player out in Brooktondale. He called me and he needed a bass player to fill in. It's, you know, it wasn't jazz, but the point of the story was he turns and during one of the songs he says, "Okay, bass player, take a solo."
Yeah, he's like that, right? He'll make you do it whether you're ready or not.
And then, so believe it or not. Believe it or not, I'm thinking, first of all, after my panic attack, I go, well, how about, I just don't try and do too much, just take a little motif thing, you know, repeat it, leave some room, you know, and it calmed me down right away, and I was able to function pretty well.
That's excellent. Yeah. Motifs to the rescue again?
Yeah.
That's cool.
My heart rate came down, my brain settled down.
That's very interesting you should say that, because, well, first of all, well done, man.
Yeah.
And did they say, wow, what's gotten to you? I thought you were going to say something like that.
No.
But you weren't their regular guy anyway, so they...
Right, they didn't know what
to compare with.
There was some interesting people. There was the mandolin player, Ludgate. And you probably know all these people. Michael Ludgate.
Yeah, right.
There was this accordion player, doubled on dobro. And this other guy had this washboard thingy going.
Yeah, I think Rich was telling me about that gig. He was really enjoyed that.
And tambourine, and I don't know. It was, so, anyways.
Way cool. Well done, buddy. Immediately implementing stuff.
Great.
What's on tap tonight?
We'll get there in a second. Any comments from the black shirt section?
The black shirt? Oh, yes.
I don't know. That's almost everybody.
No? All right. So I'll get there in a second, but you said something that you didn't realize how potent it was. It was, as soon as I did that, I started to relax. And I realized last night the exact same thing you just said, that it was a little bit tough in the beginning to zero in on the motifs, because it brings an element of space, and that forces you to kind of expand your awareness a little bit. I don't want to get too deep on you guys, whatever, but you know, this is Ithaca, whatever, right? So, and then I wrote a whole article this morning. I usually try and publish one article a month, and I'm not due for another 2 weeks, and it all just came out, and it was about expanding your performance consciousness without using illegal substances, by the way. And I didn't talk about motifs, but as soon as I started to do the motifs, it took me a few seconds or minutes or whatever to calm down. But once I did, now I'm playing with in the true sense of the word. Like, you're a bit carefree, and you're just playing with simple elements and dreaming up things like just like a child would, you know. And so it was so freeing. And I think that is the main reason why I've heard from other musicians that this is very common, that I always think I overplay. Because when you're up there, there's like a fear, there's like a element of nervousness and fear and anxiety that never goes away, even after 20 years of performing, right? You know, Doug's an experienced performer, and I know you could relate to this. You know, you get and plus, especially, like, it's not even your band, right? You just get up and sit in, you only have one or two tunes that you're like, oh, I better do it now because this is... Right. But instead of being like that, you'd be like, I got all the time in the world, you know. So always remember, like, if you're the vocalist for that moment, you're the only vocalist in the house. Why? Because you're the only one with the mic, you know. So for those 10 minutes, 15 minutes, whatever it is, or if it's 3 hours if you have your gig, whatever, any of you, always remember, I am the only vocalist in the house. I am the only bassist in the house. Whatever I do is completely up to me, you know, and no one else's judgment, my own judgment, anything like that. All right, I'll stop waxing this time. You guys ready to move on tonight?
I guess we may have to make a music stand arrangement here.